Mr. Watkinson, okay. Please proceed. Agenda item number 10.
All right, this is a request, or as a public hearing, for proposals to amend Chapter 4 of AAC 120-10 pertaining to the promulgation of a public notice on applications to encroach in, on, or over subaqueous lands of the Commonwealth. You'll recall that we brought this to your attention a few commission meetings back, our desire to amend this regulation. You asked us to take a turn for the review committee, which we did. The regulation that we finally drafted is in your packet. And last, or 2 months ago, you approved a public hearing at this commission meeting for this regulation. We've advertised it in the local papers as our policy, and we have not, at this point, received any comment on the changes to our proposed regulatory changes. I want to say from the outset that these changes really are intended to streamline the Commission's permit review process and time frame for getting permits to place in certain instances. We have had a long-standing public notice regulation that really dovetailed with the Corps of Engineers public notice requirements for the JPA, Joint Permit Application. That public notice regulation was first adopted back in the 80s and has not really changed since then. We recognized over the years that the Corps of Engineers public notice process did not require anything in the newspaper. They actually have migrated to a web-based notice, and nothing really goes out to the public other than the public being aware of the website. And so we found it important to continue our placement of notices in local papers advertising submerged lands permits that we reviewed. And so we wanted the regulation to reflect that change that we have made over the years. The regulation allowed for the public use of public newspapers in the past, but it focused more on the joint notice that the Corps of Engineers utilized, and that just didn't seem to be covering what we had hoped the public notice would recover up to this point, or cover up to this point. So, with that said, the purpose of this regulation is stated is to provide a forum for the public to be aware of the project for those activities that require permits under Chapter 12 of Title 28.2 of the Code of Virginia. Those are the permits for use of state-owned submerged lands that the Commission is responsible for authorizing. And what we have said in the past is that every permit that we issue for use of state-owned submerged lands requires a notice. However, what we have realized is that there are certain types of activities for which it doesn't seem necessary to require a public notice, and those are listed here and they're included in your regulation. And if one of those is the general permit. When we issue a general permit or consider a general permit, we don't need to have a public notice for that because we've gone through the public interest review for that general permit. Most of our general permits reflect that issue, but our regulation for the public notice did not reflect that same thing, so we want to make the two consistent here. We also think that there's times when you replace a previously authorized structure or need to replace a previously authorized structure, and since it's already been there, we've gone through the public interest review for that in the past, there's no need to require another public notice if someone just wants to rebuild something. The other is taking sediment samples for engineering and geotechnical analysis. A lot of times before folks build something substantial, they need to go out and take some geotechnical borings, and we think that's an encroachment that does require a permit under the law, and so we just can't say nothing's required. And so we've required permits in the past, but it didn't seem that it would be really necessary to require public notice from that. They go out there to the boat, take a sample, and they're gone. There's nothing left in the waterway that would affect the public's use of that area. As an aside here, I do want to say, though, that these projects still, even though they might not require a public notice, they do require a permit from the agency. And we'll still go through that permit review internally at staff level and issue the authorization. And what we want to make sure is that for a geotechnical analysis, for example, someone's not out in the middle of the public oyster ground taking their samples. So we want to be able to prevent the placement of our activities in the wrong spot but we still can review it without a public notice. Also, we want to be able to authorize the recovery of objects on state and submerged lands. We get folks who want to get exploration permits to look for things on the bottom, maybe even to find sites where there might be something historic. But we don't want to have to require public notice for someone else to go out and look and maybe do a metal detector and recover an item for diagnostic purposes. But if an area is known to be or an item is known to be of historic value, like a specific designated shipwreck, they could not recover that without a special permit and a public notice. Also, item 5 here, restoring sand to any publicly owned beach damaged by sand erosion. This is a situation where we would have to expedite that process to allow for that to occur, and one way to do that is not to go through the public notice process. There are really only about 20-some miles of public beach, really true public beaches in the Commonwealth, so this really would be confined to those areas that are public beaches, where they might need sand as a result of erosion. And this would be for the sand that's placed channeled over the low water line. You saw today earlier we've had several projects in Virginia Beach where they've gotten permits to do that. If in the future they had to restore sand after a significant erosion event, we could do that without the need for public notice and just expedite that process to get that project back on the list. And finally, it would be the construction of private piers requiring a permit pursuant to 28.2 1205D of the Code of Virginia. This is the section of code that requires us to consider the private pier encroachment on a private oyster ground. Normally, private piers would be exempt and not require a permit. They'd be authorized by statute, but if they're on a public, privately productive oyster ground, they sometimes can require a permit depending on the circumstances. But we have to issue a permit for the private pier, and the only thing we get involved in is the review of where it can go relative to the oyster ground that's there, and trying to minimize the impact on the oyster ground leaseholders' resources. So there's really no involvement for the public in that particular situation. It's only the private leaseholder that would be involved in the siting and review of that private pier. In this case, the applicant, we want to make sure that the applicant's responsible for paying for the notice, and we'll place it in the newspaper having a general circulation in the area of the project's proposed. And lastly, we still can use the Corps of Engineers joint public notice if we think it's appropriate for a given project, and that way we would not have to use the newspaper notice. So with that, that's really the meat of the changes to the regulation. We have not received any comment at all, pro or con, really, on the changes we proposed. Staff believes it's appropriate to update the regulations, and we would ask for your approval.
Are there questions from the commission? Are there concerns from the commission? Good job, Ms. Watkinson. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
It's a motion by Mr. Ballard to approve the staff recommendation. Is there a second?
So moved.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Is there a discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well, and the motion passes unanimously, and we are now updated. Thank you, Mr. Watkinson, and the rest of the staff who worked on this.